Beloved soul, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for pruning me with your divine love. I am lost without you. I love you, you are Sujan. That is the only thing a good disciple, he should enjoy the pruning. Not even thank you is needed, because the gardener, he has to do his job. And he feels, if it's some, out of many, many bushes and trees and flowers, in some mysterious psalm, they have some kind of intelligence more than others, that they understand when they get pruned, they get stronger. When they get cut off these old unnecessary branches, then they get more life energy, then they get more clarity. But that sometimes takes a long time. The most of the bushes, they are screaming. They think the gardener is hurting them by pruning. But slowly, slowly, this understanding starts welling up, that this guy knows what he's doing. No, I relax, I feel much better now. This is the thing. But this poor gardener, he has to hear all this mindfuck when he's going around trying to help to get a beautiful garden. Thank you, thank you, thank you for pruning me with your divine love. I am lost without you. I love you, Sujan. I know. And what is even much better, that you also know. Huh? That is good. That's the thing. Then everything is possible when we work together. If only one knows, the other one is not following, then very big problem. He invited me into his house and washed away all my biases and held up a mirror in front of me in which I saw. Slowly, slowly I saw. I recognized. I understood. No more pose back also. You still here? Are you emerging? Yes or no? Yes. Okay. Then stand up for it. That's a good thing. Beloved, after my last letter, I started to see deeper into myself. Rather than looking for excuses only on the outside, I realized there is also something that has to be changed inside. You see how difficult this is? Poor Mapa has been with me so long. Still, this old identity is clinging to you like glue. But when you start seeing more and more the fact as it is, and that you are lost without this remembrance, then things start changing. Rather than looking for excuses on the outside. And that's what everybody does. It's so difficult to face yourself. I realize there is also something that has to be changed inside. This is such a difficult thing to understand, and it's just the first thing. Nothing can really happen before. The whole world can change and be happy, and you still sit in the sewage. It doesn't help. Or you can change and the whole world can sit in the garbage pit and you are happy. I become more aware of some old patterns and ideas, thoughts and fears I believed were supposed to be part of me. Yeah, and you can see that before you out of it. That is the thing with identification. You can see it. I can tell you all the time, but it is glued to you. Only when you have suddenly something happens, whoop, some clarity, in that clarity then there is distance to you and your so-called identity. Then a new insight comes, a new clarity. Then act on it. That I believe was supposed to be a part of me. And I hear this all the time, people say, but that is just how I am. This is just how I am. This is who I am. You have no idea who you are. But you are clinging to this old, and in that way you are stuck. It is almost shocking to see and feel this now, and how much it has been a hindrance. Hey, welcome. Life is shocking. That's why they say enlightenment is totally available, just leave your head here. That is you, your whole package. When I say you have to be total, you have to let go of your past, it means everything. If you want to see really how things are. And that's why without any trust, without any love, without any remembrance, it's almost impossible. Because you don't dare to do it. You can't do it. It's too shocking. But in the intimacy of love, of trust, of friendship, then it can happen. Then again, you see. It is almost shocking. It is not almost, it's very shocking. But remember, this shock is very good. This shock is what I'm looking for. You have to be shocked because you are so asleep. And you even think that you are awake, you are alert. But it's just your whole idea. And then it becomes so serious. Me against the universe, Darth Vader is back. Take that all black masks off and give the poor guy a little air. And he feels much better. But then, poor old Darth Vader. Here am I without my mask. My whole image is going. I'm just a lost. I'm just...
I want mama. I had that fancy mask for so long. And everybody was afraid of me. The whole universe knew that I was Darth Vader. No, I'm nobody. It is shocking. But in this shock, even Darth Vader can transform. To be very cozy, have a cup of tea. Relax, Dart. Have a cup of tea. Feel at home. And all Dart says, but is it possible? Yes, it is possible. It will take some time, Dart. Just go slow. Go slow. Be patient with yourself. And for God's sake, be compassionate. Try to be soft. Have a hot bath. I always remind you, when you go home now after the retreat, take a hot bath, relax. Be a little more alert when you go back to the work. Maybe already tomorrow, they're waiting for you. They're waiting for your Darth Vader mask in the office or wherever you're working. This is the courage. Who are you if you're not all that image? It takes a different strength. It takes a different clarity to be that. Always being in that safe side by being aloof and really not showing myself. Now, how can you do that? Because you don't know. Holding on to what I think is natural for me. This is the thing, what is natural for you? I show you a totally different way of what is natural. This holding back, this fear, that is not natural. You think it's natural. And that's why I'm again and again, you have to let go of your ideas. You have to start totally fresh. Then much is possible. In fact, everything is possible. And when this realization, when this acceptance happens, you will be so happy, so ecstatic. It is really true? Is it possible? Yes, baby, it is possible. Let's dance. But. Now. In one way, I have been aware of this before, and that's why I sometimes have challenged myself by doing things that were absolutely not normal out from my ideas. But now I feel it is with a deeper understanding and with a compassion for myself. Thank you, love, Morpa. Okay, Morpa. Come here. No, have some fun now. It's not so easy to be a serious husband and all this big responsibility. Huh? And don't worry. I always been saying this when I see these old sheikhs. It doesn't matter if it's in Norway, in Himalayas, in Brazil, in India. Then I said, this is Marpa sheikh. And then you said it also, you see? So don't worry, Marpa, you're still in tune. No, you had burned out some old karma now. It will be much better, you have done it. That was your sadhana, your spiritual practice, going through some old stuff. I also have to be a good husband. From this moment, you are free. Oh.
Okay. You see, no, people are totally clicking now. Let the truth out. But remember, out of the freedom, that is the beauty. Out of the freedom, then you can even be husband. Because then it's out of freedom. That is the beautiful thing. Then everything can happen out of freedom, out of love. Without of this freedom, without of this real love, then no real commitment, no? This out of love, then real commitment comes. Then real intimacy comes. Then totality comes. It comes like shadow out of love, out of this understanding. Then it's strong, unshakable. Otherwise, this marriage paper, how much is that worth? Look at the world. As long as it works, it's worth it. Beloved, the habit of living from this mind is so strong. But in the satsang with you, I got this insight and I realized how stubborn and arrogant the mind is and how involved in it I am. There is now a longing in me to be more and more involved in this life around you. A longing to go deeper and a longing to rest in the heart. No, Jaitang also has with us on there, since he's part of the crew, no? Sujan, Marpa, Jaitang. We take a whole thing. It seems like we have to see this, no? This habit of living from the mind is so strong. And you say being lost in these women issues and all dreams on the outside, no, not knowing what is up and what is down. This is what, then you forget the real longing. That is how the mind is. The mind always has to go for something if you are still identified with the mind. But at least go for higher things. If you are only interested in the dreams on the outside, any beautiful smile you see, you fall in love. And in your meditation, you sit and make up a whole scenario, how nice it's going to be, and when we go on the honeymoon, and then we get married, then we get kids, and we have a white picket fence, and everything is fine. And you have no idea about this person, this woman, this man, but you are dreaming, beautiful dreams, putting so much energy into it. This is how the mind is. It has to have something to do. If you don't have some deeper longing, that is the freedom. That has nothing to do with love. It has to do with desires, with dreams, with ego. In love, there is clarity. And it's so fulfilling that all dreams stops. Because love is present. So it is freedom from the mind. But if this is not seen or realized, and very, 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 very few people see it, then you have to go through all these dreams, all these projections, all these fantasies. I know everybody in the depth of the heart, they're just longing for peace, for love, for silence. But are you ready to live it? Or your mind is pulling you away? And maybe you have to do it. For most people, they have to do it, because then it's your own realization. And most of people in the world, they never see it, because they have no clarity, at least here. You can start seeing it. And now again, you see that what is the real longing. And this longing, the longing of the heart, of the soul, that is much more, even the longing is much more fulfilling than any of the dreams. That's how powerful it is. Even the longing just is more fulfilling. And why? Because this is real, it's from a deeper part of your being. So it gives you much more fulfillment than anything from the head, from your ego can do. But if you're not in touch with it, what to say? Then go with the dreams. So I'm happy that you are start seeing and relaxing and see how it is. And you say, beloved, for I'm so grateful and happy, amazed for being with you. I love you, Jaitan. I know. And I'm happy you see it also. Nothing is better when you start seeing. Then your energy can come in. Then you also don't need to scare the women who comes from meditating here. Relax. He will try to keep his pants on. It's you have to go through the things before you see. No, you have seen. This is how it is. Some beautiful people, they come, you just want to be with the master and sit in meditation, go deep. And then you have these dogs running around. Just I remember always Osho said, because in his ashram it was thousands of people, and not so many Indians, but they came, And he said that then all these Indians, you think they are very wise, or people from the West, the Indians very wise, they come and meditate in the ashram. But all they do, I see them in satsang, they're just looking at the Western girls. We have never seen so many Western girls. They were just coming in the ashram looking at the Western girls. Maybe once in a while you had a few ones, but most of them, they just come. Then what to say then about going in meditation? Be natural. And remember, that when you look at people or look at the woman with this desire, then it's just an object. And no real human being like to be looked on as an object. Because the desire, the ego, the sex just want to use the other. They don't care about the other. That's why I call it like a dog, like the animal instinct. You just want to use the other. It's nothing to do with love. Love doesn't see you as an object. Love sees you as love. So everything takes a different quality. But this is totally forgotten. And only in love is the relaxation and peace. Listen to these words. You forgot yourself, and now you feel desperate. You got caught in the web of illusion and became separated. Assuming this body, assuming that this mortal body is you, all you did is to eat and play. Like milk in water, you have become weak and deluded. This is an old Indian saying, and still they do this in India. They mix the milk with water, no? Then it becomes very diluted, because then you get more when you sell it, no? But then the milk gets very diluted. It is not so potent. The possibility is there in the milk. If it's real milk, then it's really. But you mix it and it becomes much more watery. And that's how you have become weak and diluted. As soon as you see things, you start craving them. As soon as you see things, you start craving them. Why does all the mystics say, be aware of your mind? Stop this leaking. Come back to yourself. Don't be so deluded. Like a moth seeing a flame, you too will get burned by your desires. This no moth understands. No moth understands that it will be burned by the desire. You have to rise higher. Without meditation, you will stay stuck in delusion. Listen to the master. Doing all this good and bad, you are stuck in the pleasure and pain, bound by chains of desire. You are being dragged about here and there, gulping the wine of attachment. You are running around drunk. Drinking the wine of attachment, you are just running around drunk. This is totally different drunkenness than I'm talking about. You have one drunkenness of the mystics where you get drunk of consciousness, of love, of ecstasy, of awareness itself. And you have one drunkenness where everybody is drunk of desires, of illusions, of dreams, of mind, of projections, of attachments. Listen to the Master. Meditate, contemplate his words. Stop, go within. Recognize yourself. Listen. More and more you understand the situation. It's not something new. But it's not too late to wake up. Bother not. Huh? Where are you going afterwards? You have no place? Okay, that's good. Dear beloved, I can see how lost I am without you now. Even with you, I feel pretty lost, but less. That's the thing, when you get eyes, then you see the situation. No? But you don't mind the situation, you are happy. Because clarity gives happiness. Only when you foggy, when you can't see, then it's always bad. I can see how lost I am without you now. Even with you I feel pretty lost, but less. Anyway, what I first wanted to write to you about was about when there is an unclarity about whether to act or just wait, then what to do. This question often comes up for me. Act when you have to act, and don't act when you don't have to act. Okay? And this you can only see out from awareness. When you're not aware, then you act when you don't need to act. Then there is problem. More clarity, more consciousness, then you act more and more only when you have to act. And then every action is beautiful because it comes from awareness. And everybody, they do too much, think too much. So if you start doing more things that you have to do or that you really want to do, then it becomes much more presence in the things you are doing because you're not leaking it out unconsciously on anything. I think you remember you saying something, act when you are clear. I don't know if I have said that. I said always take notice when you are clear what is important in your life, when you are here, for example. Everybody get insights. Then you should see where you can bring that clarity, that insight into your life. So you integrate it. I don't think I say act when you're clear, because if you're never clear, then how can you do anything then? But become more and more clear, and your action also will become more and more clear. Just like now, we all have been here. Many people have good insights or bad insights, depending. But at least just feel. Close your eyes now and feel what is it that is important that you look and bring with you. What is needed to integrate in your life? You should be responsible for what you need. I'm trying to give you the clarity, the insight, so you can see. Only then can you start becoming more conscious. But then you have to stand up for it. You have to integrate it. You have to live it. That's what I mean now. Take with you the clarity that you have and stand up for it. Integrate it into your life. so it becomes real, so it doesn't just become an experience, a memory. Then you wrote me one more letter. Dear beloved, after this last satsang, I felt a new clarity. This is what happens. A new clarity. And new clarity that is better than the old clarity. And that's what I want to give you, more and more clarity. Then you see from your own. It doesn't help if I say, because if it doesn't go in, then you won't integrate it anyway. It just becomes words, because you have so many ideas up in your head. You are so full of you, even if I say something to you, you can't take it in. It has to come from the inside. We have to work together. No? After this last satsang, I felt a new clarity. Courage, lightness, strength, and determination touched me, preparing me to dance into the unknown wherever I will be led. I feel the let go, the heartbeat is clearer. My focus feels straighter now. This is how it is, Body Not. When you are focused, and that kind of focus you know is the real focus, because it gives you more clarity. And there is only one focus. And the more people come into that, it's like the Zen people say, it's like a razor's edge. It's like a razor's edge. But how beautiful it is to balance there. Like a tightrope. It gives you tremendous awareness, clarity. It's like that. You forget everything else. It's only this. That is focus. That is commitment. I just want to dive into this feeling, to feel it and use it now. You are so good, Master. I am good with the good and bad with the bad. So be it. I'm good with the good and wicked with the wicked. So be happy you're good, so I'm good. Sometimes I can even see you beside my heart, rubbing it as if there was a genie inside it, waiting to come out, rubbing and giggling like a little kid. It fills me with smiles and laughter, more, more, more. This feels so good. Thank you, Lord Bodrinath. Yes. That's all I'm doing. It's right. I'm rubbing and giggling and enjoying. When you enjoy, I enjoy. That's why it's so important that you enjoy, because the more you enjoy, the more I giggle, the more I laugh, and the more I rub. How can I rub if people are just pushing me away, you know? Genies, they are, you know, they don't need to rub because they are pretty lazy people. They are happy to do nothing. Only when they feel that this is worth it, they rub. And God, can they rub sometimes? Beloved Master, so far this has been my toughest, less pleasant retreat ever. That's good. Let's have some balance here. Yeah. That's what I say. You all have to see what you take with you, you know, what is coming up. That is the main thing. Eager to experience something new, I completely stopped all those activities, especially the most physical ones, that in my opinion could have distracted me from reaching a space of stillness and inner silence. And the result was a mess. Or to be more precise, a total disaster. That's how we learn, Achal, balance. But I have to show you the opposites, because that's the only way you learn. You have to see the opposites. We are used to go from the opposites, and we think that this is a big change, but it's not really a change. The balance, that is what it's all about. And that balance you will find by seeing the opposite consciously. It's not this or that. It is in the middle. My body took it quite personally and provided me with a very stiff neck, pain in my shoulders, joints, and slight headaches, plus some extra little pain scattered here and there. But that is also natural when you're doing a Vipassana retreat, because we are so used to moving and we are so used to doing things unconsciously that it takes maybe 5 days to start slowing down and getting used to sitting. But to sit, what should be more relaxing than sitting? You can meditate on that. What should be more relaxing than just sitting? Sitting is relaxation. In Zen, they said sitting is the door to the Dharma, is the door to heaven. Not to stiff neck, nobody said. But this is what you have to pay. It's part of the journey. You have to feel your stiff neck, your stiff shoulders, and your tensions are all around you. It's part of the thing. But that stiffness can be transformed into the Dharma gate, into the temple. But it takes time. And I've never been for only sitting. You have to be very, very settled in this softness center of yourself just to be able just to sit, which is totally natural, but it can't be natural before you are totally natural. So up to that time, have a balance. That's why I want you to move, to stretch, to breathe, to do different things. Now have a balance. Don't go to the extremes. But sometimes it's good to go to the extreme, because then you see. And my mind, well, it was constantly, restlessly engaged in the non-stop production of such an enormous quantity of useless, meaningless, and not even entertaining garbage. I know, Achal, what to do with this guy. No, you start understanding what a useless guy this mind is. I have to put you in a situation where you see that this mind, it was constantly restless, engaged in the non-stop production of such an enormous quantity of useless, meaningless, and not even entertaining garbage. That's what I have to show you. And you think it's so great, my mind. I'm still surprised that my brain didn't melt. First the brain has to melt, then only the heart can melt. Although I have the feeling
It was just a matter of a couple of more days. You were close. But that is also true. It takes time. But when it happens, just this sitting is very beautiful because it gets very integrated. And really, we should do 21 days. Then it will totally melt. Because now, after 1 week, 10 days, you come to this. It's different. You have different blocks as such on different levels. I mean, it's different for everybody. But just a few more days, then it would have popped. But now I pop it instead, so it doesn't matter. No? Where's the mind now? Huh? Any garbage? Huh? No, what is there then? I said, what is there? No.
Nothing.
Nothing. And how is that nothing? Beyond vipassana. Then just tonight, I finally gave up the fight and accepted to see things as they really are. That is, I'm not ready yet to bypass my overloaded body-mind system and just sit with closed eyes trying to reach a space of meditation. This way I know I won't ever come. Looks like I'm light years away from being a yogi. Maybe I won't ever become one. Who is this talking to? You want to be a yogi now?
Not really.
No, you are with me now. Then who cares about being a yogi? Isn't it nice? This realization is painful for the ego, especially after so many years spent meditating, or at least trying to meditate. But it is pure and simple truth, and is just beautiful. Thank you for this intense, tough, exhausting retreat. It's quite okay. It was needed. Babaji, this simple little realization was worth the whole struggle. With love and gratitude at your feet, Achal. Yes, it is. When you really have a realization, it doesn't matter how much struggle, because it's worth it. Because it brings you into a totally new dimension. You just leave the place where all these problems is. That is realization. You have a clear light. Otherwise, it's only in the fog. So it was perfect. That's for her. I'm crazy in love. Yours, Vibi. It's great, isn't it? Huh? Yes, well, I'm crazy in love. It's great. Me too. It's great, isn't it? Very good. But I just felt like maybe I had to
to tell you a few sutras. If it was still somebody who hasn't gotten the secret, because some people are very slow, and some people are very stubborn, and some people are very hard, some people are very soft. So this is a very esoteric fart sutras that I managed to find from Lama Fu Shi. Fu Shi. Parts are projected from the rectum. Feelings are projected from our reaction. Thoughts are projected from our reason. Which one will lead us most quickly to the inner core of harmony? Which one will lead us most quickly to the inner court of harmony? It can also be used as a sen koan. The truth is, an unpleasant fart disappears in the moment. But an unpleasant feeling can last for a lifetime. A depressing thought can imprison you in self-pity and make you incapable of entering the inner court of harmony. Pessimistic thoughts can entrap you, whole nations and whole races of people. The sin of farting is meant to make you free. Suppressing them does not lead to mastery. That's why we are not into suppressing things. Relax, let go, says Fu Shi. Suppressing the farts does not lead to mastery. It leads only into the land of no fart. It is called the state of illusion of Maya. You must realize now that farts can lead you into freedom. Then only you can find contentment in the inner court of harmony. The sin of farting likewise teaches you that you are meant to be a master of your feelings and reactions. Envy, bitterness, anger, and hate, jealousy are worse than the most wicked fart ever. Meditate on it. Let it go deeper. And not only that, they do not dissipate. You carry them with you wherever you go, polluting other people and the earth itself with your fetid aura of jealousy and anger. Farting is innocent. The This that you carry with you, polluting other people and the whole earth with your aura of jealousy, anger and fear. This is the prison of hurt feelings. Is not the court of inner harmony. Most members of humanity are presently inmates. The Zen of Farting also teaches you that you are meant to be a master of your thoughts. The problem with the mind is that it is often filled with silly notions, such as this one of right and wrong. You have to let go of the mind like you're letting go of a fart. Silent. Effortless. I felt I had to talk about these sutras in case there was some asshole that didn't understand my teaching up till now. I want to talk directly. Too much doubt is a silly, very silly use of the mind. Too much rigidity is a very silly use of the mind. Too much emphasis on what is right and wrong is a very silly use of the mind. To practice this kind of Zen, you must stop abusing the mind with silly thoughts. You must stop. It is for this reason that in the Zen of Farting we say Zen mind, Zen fart, never mind, no mind. May everyone rise from the asshole to the heart and beyond. So be it. I hope every asshole heard it. If not, listen to the tape. Meditate on it. And remember, as you go to all your places, don't be too serious. Remember the Fart Sutras of Lama Fu Xie. They are timeless, like you are timeless. Don't be afraid of unnecessary things like a fart. They will dissipate in a moment. Be afraid of things that you are carrying unnecessary, like the heavy burden of your mind and your ego. Fushi Aum Shanti. What a crazy life. No, we can go and roll in the snow. And soon we will roll in the ocean. May Hanuman carry us safely to the right direction and the right destination.